This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Bert's with us. Bert, welcome.
Hey, Ben. I'm happy to be here on this fantastic Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you have in store for the class today?
Vince, I have great news for the class. You know, we talk about electric vehicles all the time and new types of propulsion. Vince, calm down. I have such good news that I want to tell you and the whole class that there is a vehicle that solves. There is a vehicle that burns clean fuel. It doesn't pollute. It doesn't need any pollution to create the power source. It doesn't use slave labor. It doesn't emit any ozone or CO2 into the atmosphere. And it can go long range and in terms of, you know, damaging the planet. It's perfect. And Vince, they're going to be selling these cars at a discount very soon. They're gearing up factories and this type of propulsion for automobile, it's just, it solves every problem we have. And so we're going to talk about that.
You're going to ask me what it is?
Yeah, Vince, there's no such thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is. It's gravity. You got to start at the top of the mountain, and you can go all the way down without any pollution.
Vince, I've been working on this, researching this partly for class for USA Prepares for several years. I've looked at every technology, everything out there, and there is nothing that doesn't have problems and usually significant problems. There's really nothing. You know, people have come to me. One guy said, hey, it's alcohol, man. It's alcohol. And, you know, I looked into it seriously because, there's some research going on, but there's a couple of problems with alcohol-powered cars. One is it uses our food as a fuel, but the another one is with an alcohol-powered car is that it takes a lot of fuel to create the fuel. In other words, the stills that create the alcohol burn a significant amount of fuel, and depending on how you do the math and the calculations, some of those formulas actually were showing that it took more fuel to create the fuel than the energy you got from the fuel. So, they do use alcohol in Brazil. And Brazil, and a lot of people don't know that, almost every automobile and a lot of the buses and trucks in Brazil all are powered with alcohol. But Brazil can pull it off because of one big advantage they have. They have a lot of tropical growing regions where they can grow sugar, and sugar is a very efficient source to make alcohol from. In fact, I think that's how you make rum, if I'm not mistaken. So they do use it in Brazil, and it seems to be working pretty well, and that gives them another kind of second advantage. Is Brazil is very rich in petroleum. They have lots of oil in their ground, and they can export that for money, and they using sugarcane based alcohol, and they've been doing this for like 20 or 30 years. It's been working great, and the cars seem to like it. But in most other parts of the world, including the United States, where we would take corn that could be on your dinner table, and and use that to make alcohol. We are experimenting with using garbage to make it, but that hasn't really gotten anywhere. So, and pretty much in the rest of the world, alcohol is just not as viable. And since they're, you know, the closest, in all honesty, I've really been spending a lot of time researching this. The closest to that ideal car, you know, would be a hydrogen-powered car. But right now, the big problem, besides the fact there's, you know, only 50 hydrogen stations in the whole country, the other problem with hydrogen is that we don't have a clean way to make hydrogen. So people think, oh, man, hydrogen, the only thing comes out of the car is water. Well, that's true, but the problem is to make the hydrogen, it's very expensive, so it's not a cost-effective technology, and you know, at present. And the other thing is that it creates a lot of pollution to make the hydrogen. Now, aside from that, though, you know, if I look at everything, I'd say that has the best future possibility in maybe 20 or 30 years, that hydrogen might be the best way. And hydrogen, it is an electric car, because the hydrogen is basically burnt in a fuel cell to create electricity. But the thing is, you can have a smaller battery. It's not the problem with electric cars right now, Vince, is everybody's wanting range, and they're putting in these massive battery packs that, you know, go 300 or 400 miles. And those batteries alone might cost $50,000. And then, as we've spoken often in class, we cannot recycle them in a prudent manner. I mean, and not to mention all the rare elements that have to be mined, and a lot of it is slave labor in different countries and all kinds of things going on. So as much as people want these 300 and 400 mile range electric cars, the batteries are just horrible that you have to, I mean, also the weight of the battery to drive that car around. So just to sum up, then, there is no perfect vehicle, that every single one has an advantage. Maybe hydrogen looks good in the future. And I would say right now, if you said, Bert, okay, right now, given all the problems, what's the best car? You know, and it's a compromise. I would say a plug-in hybrid, because you get the advantage of an electric engine with all the efficiency. You can use it that for short range. The battery is very small, so you're not, you know, wasting a lot of resources to put a massive battery in. It's a small battery. You might only go 20 or 50 miles on pure electric, but that's enough for a lot of trips. And you have a gas tank. So if you want to go 300 miles to visit your relatives or go on a camping or hunting trip, you can fill it up with gas everywhere and just burn gas in a normal way. But that gas is used to power a generator, which then powers the electric engine. And unless you're, you know, slamming on the accelerator, you're using the electric motor for propulsion. When you do want that extra horsepower, it kicks in the gasoline motor as well to generate power to the wheel. So I would say right now, given all the disadvantages of any car, and, you know, looking at everything, including traditional gasoline-powered internal combustion engine cars, looking at everything, I think the plug-in hybrid is the best compromise with the least bad, and they're not that expensive, Vince. So, but the perfect car, yeah, I was putting class on, and it just doesn't exist.
About 11 years ago, I had a Missouri state representative in my truck. And we were talking about this 10% ethanol in fuels. And I said, it's destroying the fuel systems. It's destroying the carburetors. It's hydroscopic. It draws water. And the water in the gasoline/10% alcohol mix destroys some of the aluminum parts, of which most of a carburetor is aluminum. There's some brass in there. It just destroys them. So I said to this guy, how'd this ever happen? And he said he voted for it. He voted for ethanol to fuel in Missouri. And I looked at him. I was driving, and I looked, and I said, Did you ever take a science class? It takes more than a gallon of fuel to make a gallon of alcohol. He said, you don't understand the pressure we're under. Which really translates to me thinking that they have either been bribed or threatened. So we have people who don't understand science making rules for the rest of us. And for the last over a decade, we have been replacing carburetor after carburetor after carburetor and fuel system problems. It's awful. And none of it was necessary. None of it. And that's because these people who don't understand science, who I believe are compromised, have voted for all of us to have to use this alcohol-based fuel. It's idiotic. And yet, here we are. And I know Kyle's able to buy gasoline without alcohol. I can't. I've got to go probably a 100-mile round trip to go get it. And I don't like having gas cans in the back of my truck because of all the morons that are on the road that could crash into me because they're not paying attention to what they're doing. They're on the phone. Or they're playing games with their phones. Or I don't know what else they're doing, but they're not paying attention to driving. So then I was in Springfield, Missouri, many years ago, and there was I was pumping gas at Sam's Club into my truck. And there was a guy there who was pumping gas into his hybrid. And I, you know, kind of smiled at him. He was, you know, on the other side of the pump, right next to me. And I said, I thought these things didn't use much gas. I thought these were electric. He said, no, it's a hybrid. I said, so what are you putting gas in it for? He said, well, I got to go to St. Louis. And I won't make it without gasoline. It's about 200 miles. And that's the truth. He won't make it without gasoline. So, you're right, Bert. There is no vehicle. There is no technology. There is no way of generating any kind of energy that doesn't pollute. There's no... Even electrons racing through a central processing unit in a cell phone produces pollution in the manufacturing of the semiconductors, in the mining of the semiconductors, and none of that's possible without diesel fuel. So if you take petrochemicals out of the equation, we've got nothing. We don't have any keyboards. We don't have any wire. We don't have any screens. We don't have any microphones. We don't have anything. We're toast. We don't even have plastic bags without petroleum. And so the people who think that the electric vehicles are the panacea are really confused. Because if we switch over to electric vehicles and we stop all petroleum production, we won't have the fractional distillation, which produces the tar for the roads, the tar for roofs, petrochemicals that are used in plastic for insulating wires for those electric cars and the insulators and the batteries. And we're cooked. Yeah. We don't even have glass.
Yeah, the people in charge just don't think these things through. You know, Vince, I remember there was a time when you served in government. It was an honor. And now it's sort of like a high-paying job you got for supporting somebody in an election.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to bite my tongue. So I'll get in more trouble.
Well, what we can do is use less. We have to try and use less.
That's it. The operative word is less.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hey, Bert, I just did a quick calculation. I looked up the current price of the nickel iron cells that we have here on our farm that are connected to our charge controllers, which are connected to the solar panels. They're 500 ampere hour at 1.2 volts. There's 80 of them, 80. It used to be 40 of them. Now there's 80 of them. I just looked up the price. I can't believe it. I paid just a small fraction of what they're selling for now. That battery bank, not shipped, that's if I could figure out how to pick it up, and it would weigh over 8,000 pounds. $49,840. $49,840. Plus tax. That's outrageous. But I don't see how this can happen. I don't, you know, these rare earth minerals are really, really expensive. I'm glad that these things, we don't know how long they're going to last, because they almost last indefinitely. It's not like you have to replace $50,000 worth of batteries every 5 years or 7 years like an electric car.
Yeah.
These things should last lifetimes with an S.
Yeah, and where do we
this is
put
really,
the...
This is unsustainable.
Yeah. I mean, where do we bury our, you know, these batteries that until we, you know, they've come up with the technology way ahead of figuring out what we do with the carcass of the battery after it's served its life. I mean, we should be putting research into recovering the rare earth minerals or in various materials out of the batteries, but they don't seem seem concerned with doing that. I mean, I don't get it how people who care about the planet are okay with just digging massive pits in the ground and burying things where, you know, it gets into the groundwater. It's there for hundreds or thousands of years. And since they're even doing that with windmill blades, I mean, they don't know. You know, everyone says, well, windmill's the perfect energy source. Well, is it? And we can't recycle the blades from the wind generators. We don't know how to, you know, with that particular type of fiberglass, you think you could burn it, but for whatever reason, they're sawing the blades up in thirds and burying them in massive pits in the desert, and hopefully they'll label them, I guess, in English, but I don't know what language people will be using 1,000 years from now when the pit gets unearthed and they find these fiberglass blades there. I think hydropower might be okay, but we don't have enough of it. You know, where you have a large lake that's flowing and you can put a turbine there that generates electricity, that's probably about as clean as you can get. But out here in California, Vince, they haven't built any new reservoirs and no new hydro generating stations. So, you know, it's a great source, but we don't have enough of it. And, of course, you can't put it everywhere. You're not going to have a hydro plant out in the desert unless, you know, it's something like the Colorado River running through the desert. Maybe you could, but other than that, you really can't. So, you know, everyone gets on these fads and thinks they have the perfect technology, and they're just not thinking it through. And that's the problem we're in, and then we try and deal with it. You know, I'm still optimistic we'll find some good solutions. Who was it, Vince, who said America will always do the wrong thing until they finally try everything, and at the very end they'll get it correct? And I'm paraphrasing.
But Winston Churchill, and he said Americans will always do the right thing after they've tried everything else first. I mean, I'm paraphrasing as well, but that's pretty close to what he said. And, you know, Bert, you mentioned no new reservoirs. Here's some exclamation points. You're right. No new reservoirs because we don't have any water for them. No new oil wells because we've depleted the ground of almost all the oil. No new refineries because there's no sense in building a refinery for oil that we don't have. So if you get back to what you said, which was the operative word, reduce, 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 that's what we need to do. Now, if you look at a traditional gasoline-powered vehicle, it's 100% recyclable. The whole thing. There is, what's it made out of? Well, let's start with the rubber tires. The rubber can be recycled. The cast iron for the engine block, the differential, the brake drums, the brake rotors, the calipers, that can be recycled. The drivetrain can be recycled. The aluminum can be recycled. The steel and the glass and the plastic all can be recycled.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminated function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Federal Judge Raymond Deary has been chosen to become the special master and decide whether any documents are off limits in any legal proceedings against President Trump. The FBI has shown bias in the past towards Trump, necessitating an independent observer. Germany is taking control of three Russian-owned oil refineries in their country to ensure energy security before an embargo on oil from Russia takes effect January 1st. They account for about 12% of Germany's oil refining capacity and employs about 12,000 people. Countless mourners waited for hours Thursday in a line that stretched almost 5 miles long in London for a chance to spend a few minutes filing past Queen Elizabeth II's coffin while she lays in state. The Chiefs beat the Chargers 27-24 in the first all-streaming Thursday night football game. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
else. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why have you got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, Bert, when Bill Clinton was president, he was saying how we were going to use technology to fix the economy. Well, he was describing how we've lost manufacturing jobs to China, but we were going to overcome all that with technology. It didn't work so well, did it? So we manufacture less than we did then, in 1992. So we've given up manufacturing. China makes it. And we have to buy parts for our defense system from China. Pretty sad. Pretty sad. So really the only answer, and you've said it right here, the only answer to our energy problem, to to our transportation problem, to our climate problem, is we have to use less, less, less. That's all there is to it. We just can't be buying new things with overpackaging, throw out the packaging in the landfill and just say, well, you know, DVD player, that Blu-ray player, that monitor, well, heck, it's 4 years old. What do you expect? Do you expect it to last forever? Actually, I do. I do expect it to last forever. And if our government had any brains, which there's no sign of, there would be a law that says no manufacturer will make any product that is not repairable for at least 30 years, and that and no manufacturer will abandon that product and the parts for 30 years. Can you imagine? We now have appliances, refrigerators, washing machines, dryers, dishwashers, and after 5 years you can't get parts. And they don't last more than 5 years. It's ridiculous. We used to have an economy that was based on dependability. We used to have products that were sold as dependable products. That was a hallmark of a manufacturer making a product. You know, ours is dependable. It's repairable. You can fix it. It will last a long time. Not anymore. Not anymore. As a matter of fact, actors and actresses are now wearing clothes that are shredded as a status symbol. It used to be if you had clothes that were shredded, that was a sign of poverty. Now it's a sign of affluence. It's upside down, backwards and inverted. Everything's broken. Bert, back to you.
What's up is down, and what down is up. Well, Vince, I you know what? I'm a glass half full guy, and I do have some good news to report. And Vince, the governor has now allowed us to go back to charging our electric cars. So my back's a lot happier from having to, for a while there, during the heat wave, I was having to push my electric car to work every day. And I got to tell you, I'm happy now that we're allowed to plug our cars back into the grid. So there's some good news for you. I should be thanking our governor for that, right?
Are you talking about Governor Newsom, who is now endorsing and supporting and putting up billboards that say, come to California, you can murder your child here legally in California? Are you talking about that guy?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Okay. So I want to make sure I got it right.
Yeah, so Vince, just closing the loop on electric, there, as bad as all that sounds from what we're talking about, and I don't want to say bad because electric motors are more efficient, so if you put them in a hybrid, as I said, there's some advantages, but probably doesn't make sense to put them in massive semis, but someone sent me a report on all the new semi-trucks that are coming out that are electric-powered, and it was pretty impressive. I mean, I didn't realize there's all the major truck manufacturers, that make the cab, you know, the powered part of the truck. They're all coming out with electric vehicles, and the problem is we talked about how big the batteries have to be. Imagine how big they have to be on a semi-truck. And but Tesla's coming out with one that they say might be able to go 500 miles. We don't know, but Vince, how far a diesel-powered semi can travel with refueling with their diesel?
I'm just. Who'd you say sent this to you? This article?
Somebody from USA Prepares. It's an article from Zero Hedge comparing upcoming electric semis. I think it might have been you, Vince.
I was reading this article and I thought, this is unbelievable. This is like the height of stupidity. All these major manufacturers, including China with their 8TT, the number 8TT electric truck. I mean, they're all jumping on the bandwagon. Peterbilt, Nikola, they're all there. Tesla. And not too far. They don't go too far. And you're talking about the charge. Why don't you talk about the chargers that they're going to put in place so that this insanity can 240 kilowatt charger? Really?
Yeah.
A megawatt charger?
Yeah, I don't know how safe it'd be to be sleeping in your cab while you got 200 megawatts of current surging through. There are some near-field issues with, even electricity going through a wire generates a field. And, I'd suggest they check into the hotel rather than sleep in the cab while they're doing that charging. But, so these trucks are coming. We'll see. I mean, we talked about problem with recycling the batteries from a car. Imagine something that's 4 or 8 times more massive. I don't think they've thought through how they're going to recycle those batteries.
You're talking about roughly 150 to 300 miles. That's the claim as to how far they can go. But, Brett, you're talking about sleeping in a motel while your truck is charging. These chargers would consume. I haven't put pencil to paper, but I'm pretty sure that the charger for this would take more current than the entire motel would take.
Yeah. I mean, you'd be reading a book under the light in your motel room, and you'll see the light start flickering. You go, oh, I guess Sam just pulled up in his new Tesla EV, and he plugged it in, and the light starts flickering because of the current demand. So we'll see. I mean, it's up to the market to see if they're going to be, actually be cost-effective or not. A lot of that depends on where the price of diesel's going, and that hasn't gone anywhere but up lately because, you know, we don't have enough diesel refineries right now and enough diesel fuel. I mean, do you remember, Vince, when diesel used to cost less than gas back in normal pricing structure in the old days?
Okay. We used to, when I lived with my parents when I was growing up, we had an oil burner. And an oil burner was a style of a furnace that used fuel oil number 2, which is known as diesel oil. So home heating oil, diesel fuel, farm fuel, those are all synonyms. And we paid 9 cents per gallon for home heating fuel, which was untaxed diesel fuel. Back in 1960, 9 cents. And there's plenty of it. Plenty of it. As a matter of fact, there was so much of it, it was only 9 cents. At the same time, gasoline was 24.9 cents. I know this for a fact because I was alive and I remember things like this. As a matter of fact, if you went to a Shell gas station back then, and you filled up your tank at 24.9 cents per gallon, which would be, you know, roughly, let's say you only got 10 gallons. That'd be $2.49 for half a tank, $5 for a whole tank if you had a 20-gallon tank, and it was empty, right? They'd give you a free steak knife, which we still have in our kitchen drawer. A free serrated stainless steel edge steak knife when you filled up. That's what it used to be. I'm not kidding. So we've squandered our diesel fuel. We've squandered our gasoline. We haven't built refineries. And people want to go drive wherever they want to drive. It's insane. And then you have these guys that drive these trucks, these great big puffed out Rams, which, you know, used to be Dodge, Chevrolet, Silverados, and Fords, these great big massive front ends. You can't reach over and check the oil on them because you can't reach the dipstick without a step stool. These are unnecessary. My son says these guys have little weenies. That's why they have these big trucks. They're compensating. There's no reason for these poor mile-per-gallon vehicles. The people that have them don't do work in them. They don't use them like we do. And I don't have one anyway. Our newest truck is a 2004 rust bucket. Literally. It weighs less every day because parts keep rusting and falling off. I have to clean up after the truck because it leaves body parts all over our driveway. I'm not kidding. We've gotten it all wrong. We have gotten away from durability and dependability and repairability to features and obsolescence, forced obsolescence. Bert, you remember when engines used to be all cast iron? Like, for example, the engine block was cast iron, the oil pan was steel, the water pump was cast iron, the intake manifold was cast iron? Well, now...
Yeah.
Now, the oil pans are aluminum, cast aluminum, they're really thin, and if a rock comes up from the road, it'll punch a hole in the oil pan. The intake manifold is now made out of plastic. If the engine backfires the wrong way, it will explode and blow up the intake manifold. Because it's plastic. I'm talking about a plastic part that's sitting on top of the engine, that bolts to the engine, that gasoline and air flow through, a highly combustible mixture, and it's made out of plastic. Literally, plastic. And they don't hold up. And they break. And they leak. And yet, our government says, that's okay. Y'all are doing a great job. Just keep improving that efficiency. Because we're running out of gasoline. And diesel. And oil. And grease. And pretty much everything else that comes out of the ground, including water. We have made a mess. We have made a mess of our planet. Bert, I talked to Dr. Shuley about this, and I said, you know, these ancient civilizations that just disappeared, I think they outstripped their ability for the Earth to support them at that location.
Yeah.
He said, that's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Bert, that's what we're doing. That's what we've done.
Yeah. Well, Vince, when we come back, we're going to change topics to if you think you could go up into space and get away from all that and enjoy a relaxing trip, we have a final segment to talk about how dangerous it is right now to be up in orbit in space.
Can't imagine. Can't imagine.
Yeah. Well, you might imagine.
Polluted space, too. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Garoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince. So, given everything we said about how bad it is back on the planet, imagine if you spent a couple hundred thousand dollars and you bought a ticket on a spaceship and you get into orbit and you're up there with your fellow astronauts and you pop the cork on a bottle of wine or open a beer and you're laying back enjoying the view and a piece of space debris comes smashing through your spacecraft, putting two holes in it. And that could become a reality because we're completely polluted up in space with debris. And it's a problem, and it's a growing problem. Right now we have, roughly speaking, about 7,000 satellites and spaceships up orbiting the planet. About half of them are active, so about 3,500 active satellites and spaceships. The other 3,500 are just basically big pieces of garbage orbiting. But the real problem is the debris, the small pieces of things that have burnt up in space or blown up. And as bad as it all is from just normal occurrence of things falling apart, two countries, the Chinese and the Russians, actually have experimented with satellites that go up next to other satellites and purposely blow up and cause thousands of pieces of space debris on purpose without it caring about what happens. So that's all orbiting up there. And it's becoming more and more dangerous every year. And the problem is these pieces of debris are all going in different directions at different speeds. You know, it's not like you're on the highway and everyone's going along lanes and traveling at the same speed in an orderly manner. I mean, orbits are all over the map. I mean, most satellites do travel in the same direction, but they're at different angles, they're at different altitudes, they're at different speeds. So something can be coming from a completely different orbit and intersect with where your spaceship is and where your satellite is, and we're trying to track the bigger pieces, but the small small things, you know, the washer that came off or the head of a screw or whatever, those things can be traveling at huge relative speeds and literally just punch hole right through your spacecraft. So it's a problem, and, you know, believe it or not, what we got to do is build some kind of garbage trucks that can go up there and harvest this debris, because it's a huge problem. And it's, you know, satellites have, well, we've had collision of satellites, but we've also had satellites that have been damaged by, taken out of action by the space debris, and it's probably just a matter of time of the scenario I mentioned. You're drinking a beer, laying back in space, and a screwhead comes barreling through the shell of your spaceship and out the other end. And the reason it happens is the relative speed can be huge between, you know, where that object was orbiting and where you're orbiting. So the smaller it is, the harder it is to track. So the really small pieces of space debris, we're just not really tracking. And it's a huge problem, Vince. And again, it's similar to what we talked about back down on Earth. We haven't thought through what the ramifications are of everything that we've been launching up into space over the past 50 years. So it's become a bigger problem every year that goes by.
There's an old saying, and this is hundreds of years old: a stitch in time saves nine. So, for example, if you have a rip in a piece of clothing, if you fix it right now, it won't get bigger. It'll save nine times the stitches that you would need a little bit later. So what we've done is we've thrown out the garbage, the candy wrappers, the bags, the bottles, and, you know, the rest of it, and we've just littered space with it. And now we got to go clean it up. So it would have been a lot easier to have not done that in the first place, to not thrown it away. Like, how much effort does it take to not throw your trash out the window when you're driving your vehicle? How much does compare that to how much it takes to clean up the road? It's unbelievable. And yet, people are reckless and careless all over. And what you're talking about with the Chinese and the Russians just blowing up satellites just to see how it works, that's like a fragmentation bomb. It's like a pipe bomb. That's what it is. And it stays up there until the orbit decays, and then it comes down. All of that stuff that we put, 100% of it, is either going to burn up on the way down, or it's going to survive and crash and do damage somewhere on planet Earth. That's what you're talking about. This, and who did this? Governments did this. And a few small corporations. But governments have destroyed space, the ocean, the land. They've done it all. And then we help a little bit because we look the other way. Bert, any last comments?
Well, the moon's on the horizon. We're going back in a few years.
That's impossible to go back. We've never been there.
Well, we're going back, and you know, and pretty much everything you bring there stays there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.